Translation. At the time, all the thoughts of the cowherd men merged in the mellow of parental love, which was aroused by the sight of their sons. Experiencing great attraction, their anger completely disappearing, they lifted their sons and embracing them in their arms and enjoyed the highest pleasure by smelling their sons' heads. Purport. After Brahma stole the original cow boys and calves, Krishna expanded himself to become the boys and calves again. Therefore, because the boys were actually Krishna's expansions, the cowherd men were especially attracted to them. At first, the cowherd men who were on top of the hill were angry. Because of Krishna, the boys were extremely attractive. Therefore, the cowherd men were immediately came down from the hill with special affection. Om Namaha. First time I pay obeisances to my Diksha Guru Sri Bhakti Tri Maharaj, obeisances to my Shiksha Guru Sri Bhakti Chandra Prabhu, obeisances to my Guru Vagya and Shishimata Radharani. So we see that this verse, that how the cowherd men became attracted by they found their own sons and calves. The cowherd men found their sons but more attractive because we know Krishna. They were Krishna's expansion. So, when Krishna is very attractive, and we know Krishna means all attractive, so then, we see that when the Uddhava came to Vrindavan with the messages of love, it wasn't just called the Acharyas Express. It wasn't just one message, it was messages for every resident in Vrindavan. And when he came to Vrindavan, he was astonished to see what he saw, that the cows in their mouths was standing still with half-chewed grass. The cowboys were just like statues, hardly moving. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj were just, they were skinny and just shriveled, and the gopis, their waists were like their bangles, the size of their bangles they were wearing. So when Uddhava came, he could see that when Krishna left Vrindavan, of course Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, but Uddhava Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna left Vrindavan, because Sanatana Goswami explains that in one verse that for 100 years Krishna was in the jungle watching the fun. Himself and Vasudeva Krishna went to Vrindavan, went to Mathura. Anyway, so then he couldn't understand when Nanda Maharaj he said, Krishna is my son. Then Uddhava, he said, no, you should be, he said, why are you crying? You should be happy because you had the Supreme Person of Godhead amongst you. He said, you don't understand nothing. Manamrajax, you don't understand nothing. We thought you were a great learned person. But we can see you're not, because Krishna is our son. So this was the relationship between Krishna and all the residents of Vrindavan. Their relationship is actually eternal. There's only one Mother Yashoda, there's only one Nanda Maharaj, and so on like this. And he couldn't understand why Nanda Maharaj was saying Krishna was his son. Because Uddhava was a disciple of Vaspati, who's, we all know, is the guru, the spiritual master of the demigods. And he was what we called a jnani, full of knowledge. But Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, sent him to Vrindavan to show the love that the residents of Vrindavan had for Krishna. So, we say Uddhava, it was a jnana for knowledge. But as I was reading one of the book of the Acharyas, Vishnav Chakravarti Thakur, he explains that there's four types of knowledge. This is the reference is Lishan Bhagavatam 2.9.30, if anybody wants to read later on. Jnana, we know that means theoretical knowledge. Vijnan means realized knowledge. And Brahasya, confidential knowledge. This is in context with Bhagavad Thakur's last book, Sri Bhajan Rahasya, where he gives the confidential knowledge of how to do one's bhajan. And then Tat Anga, the limbs of devotion. And so then these four also, by the Achinta Shakti of Krishna, or also represent Jnana, represents Krishna Tattva, Vijnan Radha Tattva, Rahasya means prema, represents Prema Tattva, and Tat Anga, Sri Radha and Krishna's loving pastimes, Vilas pastimes. So we can see that knowledge is there's different gradations of knowledge. Now, when we come to the third one, which is Rahasya, as I said, means confidential knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find that there's one chapter on confidential knowledge, one chapter on more confidential knowledge. Then in the 18th chapter from 1864 to 66, we find Krishna saying, "Because you are my dear friend, I am speaking to you. My supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit." And then, of course, we know, "Man manmavodbhakto madhyagyamanaskuru mamyasvari sabhajamte parachyante impreshami." Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me and offer me homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. And I promise you this because you are my dear friend. And of course, we all know Sarva Dharma Braja, Mami Kam Savam Braja, Ham Tavam Ravam Prebyo, Mokshi Mamusacha. Abandon all various religions, such to run to me, and I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. So we can even see there's a graduation even of confidential knowledge, just like in the intelligence agencies all over the planet, MI5, CIA, Mossad, so on. There's different qualifications of restricted knowledge which can't be released. So, but our acharyas are very merciful, and they are giving this confidential knowledge freely. So this confidential knowledge is being given freely. And the acharyas Bhagavan Thakur in Sri Bhajan Rahasya is giving this confidential knowledge completely free. And so we're thinking, how can we say, always think of me, become my devotee? Now, in the pastimes of Krishna, we have to remember the pastimes of Krishna, and then we can remember Krishna. But there are two types of pastimes. There's the Nitya Leela and the Naim Ekata Leela. In other words, the eternal Leelas and the temporary Leelas. The temporary Leelas are, or occasional Leelas, are the killings of the demons. They're temporary. But we should still listen about them, because we can get purified from them. But the Nitya Leelas, this generally the acharyas say is talking about the Astakalya Leelas. Because certain times of the day, certain Leelas are going on. And if we can remember these pastimes at certain times of the day, then we can, as it says in the Bhagavad Gita just now, we can remember Krishna always. And the midday Leela, which starts from 10:48 in the morning to 3:36 in the afternoon, which is one of the longest Leelas, where at Radhakund, Krishna is sitting on the banks of Radhakund, and Radharani is one of her transcendental man's transcendental anger with Krishna. But because he's sitting at Radhakund, which we know is the center of the universe, immediately he thinks of Radharani. And that's his consolation by being at Radhakund. So then Sabal comes, Radharani's sister, and then requests, Sabal, please can you bring Radharani here, please, somehow or other. So then, Sabal being one of the top, now being one of the top cowherd boys, he wants to please Krishna. So then he makes a plan. So then he goes to Yavat and because he's Radharani's sister, he's the same complexion as Radharani. And so then he goes to Yavat, where the house of Abhimanyu, and Jatila sitting at the on the porch, keeping an eye out for Krishna. But she sees Sabal come and said, "What do you want, you cowherd boy?" I said, "Oh, excuse me, old mother. One of our calves is lost. And I've looked everywhere. I thought I'd come here and look." I said, "Okay, so you go and look." So then he, when he looks around and when her back's turned, Tila's back is turned, he sneaks into his sister's room and they change over clothes. They make a plan. He said, "Now you go dressed as a cowherd boy. And I meet Krishna at Radhakund." So then, because they're both the same complexion, they both change clothes. Radharani dresses a cowherd boy. And by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, she carries a calf to cover the top part of her body. So then Jatila says, "Oh, you found your calf. Oh, good, now you go." So then they meet at Radhakund, where they perform so many, the different acharyas give different accounts, but they give different details. Krishna Das Kaviraj gives the most detailed account, but also in Ananda Vrindavan Champu also Kavi Kanapur, he gives a very nice simple account as well, where there's so many pastimes goes on in this midday, where Krishna and gets his, he has this syringe that's covered with priceless pearl, diamonds and rubies, and squirts one shot from his syringe, which expands into 10, then to 100, then to 1,000, then 100,000. Into 1,000,000 separate parts, and covers all the gopis. And then the gopis, all the gopis surround Krishna, and they throw flower balls and also they soak Krishna with their own dye from their syringes as well. And they play chess. I mean, sorry. Game of dice where Krishna cheats, Radharani cheats, everybody's cheating. And then Radharani gives one glance to one gopi. I think it's Tulsi gopi. Now these glances, they're just between Radharani and the gopis and manjaris, because just on the by Vishana, there's a very special kunja where Krishna can't even enter. It's where Radharani is teaching the signals by moving of the eyebrows and eyes, and just like secret handshakes, or say of the Freemasons and all these secret societies. And Krishna, he's aware of this, so he wants to know how to read these signals. But so he's thinking that if I become a disciple of one of the gopis, then the guru will have to reveal these secrets to me, these secrets. Then he approaches Chitradevi, and then I forget that one now, and said, "Please will you be my guru?" But they can see through Krishna's plan. So when they're after the dice and they're cheating, and they're, and Lalita says, so with one glance from Radharani, she signals to Lalita, start an argument with Krishna. So Lalita does. So while she's doing that, Radharani steals Krishna's flute. And think all these pastimes like this goes on. So if we can remember all the other pastimes during the other sections of the day, we can remember Krishna. And then by remembering Krishna, we will attain Krishna, we can come to Krishna. Krishna consciousness is how deep individually, how we make it ourselves. We can make it very deep for ourselves, or we can make it not so deep, according to our adhikar, our qualification. Now, Uddhava, he was on the level of Vaidhi, Bhakti, you can say, or the opulence. And this is why Krishna wanted to give him some higher understanding. Now, higher than that, course, is the higher is Raghunuga Bhakti. Now, there's not much difference between Vaidhi Bhakti and Raghunuga Bhakti. It's the consciousness. I was reading the other day. It's the consciousness that, and it's the consciousness, because Vaidhi Bhakti is based on fear. And Raghunuga Bhakti is based on having no fear at all. Going, in fact, the qualification to show this no fear, that the principle of no fear is that there in India you see these sweet shops. So there's some dogs outside one of these sweet marts, and there's one dog there who wants a rasgulla. But he knows, the dog knows, that if I go for this rasgulla, the shopkeeper, he's got a stick and he'll beat me. But I want that rasgulla, I need that rasgulla. So that dog will make a dash when... That dog will go for it, will run and grab that rascula, knowing there's a good chance he'll get beaten with a stick. So this is called greed, intense greed. So Raga, this is the qualification for Raghunuga Bhakti. It's only just intense greed, nothing else. And anybody, and the acharyas say that anybody who says this is too high for me, they don't have the greed to go. They don't have this intense greed. And they should keep to following the Vaidhi Bhakti. They should keep on following Vaidhi Bhakti until they actually become greedy, until they have this intense greed. So then, this is what we to get Krishna, we have to be greedy. We have to have this intense greed. But this intense greed, there's a price to pay for it. And the price we have to pay is that we have to, as it says in this Bhagavad Gita, we have to surrender. Now, we have to surrender to Krishna. Now, the question is, who do we? Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, another verse says, what great men do, lesser men must follow, all men must follow my path, the same path with respect. So we read one verse from, there's one verse I learned in Mayapur. And that was when I used to take devotees on Parakram in Mayapur. I'd go to Champahati. the place of the original Go, self-manifested Go Gadadha, the Go self-manifested Go Gadadha, original Go Gadadha deities are. But it's also the place where Jayadeva Goswami wrote his book, the Gita Govinda. To bring the pastime I learned the verse that Krishna says, Smaranagri Hila Kalanam Mama Shirasi Mandanam Dehi Palavadam Udaram, which means, O Radharani, I am feeling devastated. Please place your tender feet upon my head. So Krishna is surrendering to Radharani. Krishna wants the mercy of Sri Radharani. So if Krishna is showing by example that he is surrendering himself to Radharani, then, as I said earlier, what great men do, lesser men must follow. We should also surrender to Srimati Radharani and pray that she will put her lotus feet on our head, just like Krishna is doing. So this is the deep affection, because Radharani's feet is the red kumkum powder, red kumkum lac. Red lac. And red is the colour of anurag, deep affection. So we have to develop this deep affection for Radharani. And then when Radharani is pleased, then we get the mercy of Radharani. And when Krishna sees that, then Krishna is pleased, and then we get Krishna. We cannot get Krishna without the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And then we can go back home. Then we can go back to the spiritual world. But the spiritual world is not, it's not an easy place to go back to. Because the process is now, I think it's Jiva Goswami, in one of his Sandarbhas, he says that he's saying some people are saying one can go directly back to Goloka Vrindavan. He says this is not true. One has to, after leaving, according to one's adhikar, qualification, one, if remembering Krishna, we have to enter another universe where Krishna is performing his manifest pastimes. and take birth in the womb of a gopi on that planet, in that universe, and be trained up for service in that universe, on that planet, in those pastimes. And then when we're trained up, then we go to Goloka Vrindavan afterwards. But we are under the guidance or anugatya of Rupa Manjari or Ratha Manjari, who are of course Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So, and then we serve Radharani, and then to please Radharani, we serve Krishna. So it's not easy to go back to the spiritual world. To go to Goloka Vrindavan. This is the process explained by Jiva Goswami. And from that place, we never come back. So if we want to go back to to Goloka Vrindavan, We have to serve Srimati Radharani, get her mercy, then we get Krishna, and our life will be perfect. Now, in the Shibhajan Rahasya, in the Bhajan Rahasya, there also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains this, the Astakalya Leela. But it's part of the Bhajan, the Maha Mantra. So when we chant the Maha Mantra, each line represents the first prayer of Lord Caitanya, of the Satsangam prayers. And that is equivalent, and that is, so the first line we chant Hare Krishna, so that's the first line, the first prayer of Lord Caitanya's Satsangam prayer. Now that is, when we chant that, we're remembering the first part of the Astakalya Leela, and the second is so on and so on. So the second line is this, it's the second prayer of Lord Caitanya's Shastaka, and then is the morning pastimes, and the third line, so on and so on. And the end of each chapter, which is each chapter, there's eight chapters in Shibhajan Rahasya, and he gives a brief account of each pastime. So the Maha Mantra is no ordinary mantra. This is how great it is, because in the Maha Mantra is also this mantra in Kali Yuga. We know in Kali Yuga, is the Maha Mantra, but also there are mantras for the other three yugas, Satya, Treta, and Dwapara Yuga. Now, these also have different uh, results. So this is actually, this comes from one book by his Holiness Govinda Maharaj, Sudanam Bhajan, where in Satya Yuga it is Narayan Para Veda, Narayan Parakshasa, Narayan Para Mukti, Narayan Para Gati. The mood Ishvara, opulence. This mantra only gives Satsanta and Dashabhav. Traita is Ram Narayan Ananta, Mukunda Madhusudana, Krishna Keshava, Kamshave, Hari Vaikuntha Vamana. The Mudishvara, opulence, giving complete Dasya and Sakya Bhav. Dwapara Yuga, Hari Murari Madhu Ketava Vara, Gopal Govinda Mukunda Sori, Vyagyasha Narayan, Krishna Vishnu, Narashaya Mana Jagadish Pakraksha. This mood is Ishvara. The bhavs are Santa Das, Sakya, Masalya. Now these three, the result is that you attain Vaikuntha at the time of death. But in Kali Yuga, we know the mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The destination, if chanted sincerely and purely, the destination is Goloka Vrindavan. So I'll stop there.